Okay, so here we go. Let's give this a shot. Do. Going live. Ta-da! Alrighty then, so we're going to talk about a new way. Let me push a few buttons here, and then hopefully we'll get this resolved. So, in the meantime, if you can hear me in the chat, and if I'm not dropping out too bad, just throw me in a smiley face. I need to let everybody know what's happening here. So, basically, I'm pushing a lot of buttons on duct tape and baling wire. Alrighty then. Okay, so let me see where we're at here. Throw a smiley face in over there on YouTube. Smiley face. Yeah, there we go. That'll work. All right. Says YouTube is not receiving enough for the video to be good, so that's probably... All right then. I need to push more buttons. Apologize for this. But I'm trying something new here. Well, not necessarily new. Sorta. Copy. This is by far going to be the worst doggone thing to start. And for those of you who are listening in, I'm trying to broadcast on YouTube at the same time. And so right now I'm pushing buttons and trying to get things situated. If you show up in the chat room and you can hear me and see the little Y2K bug, then throw me in a comment real quick. So whenever I do this, this particular one here, I want to make sure people get to hear what I got to say. Alrighty then. Folks, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com, and when we get the right buttons pushed, you'll be listening to it at People for People Radio Network as well. I got a lot to run through, and so with that said, hopefully I can get my act together here. But they said that they needed clean, renewable alternative energy. That's what they said. And so I'm here and ready to give them exactly what it is that they wanted. They said they needed sustainable. I can't even pronounce it. They said they needed to reduce their fossil fuel usage. They said that... we needed better efficiency and so on down the line. And of course, you know, in the world of alternative energy, there's a term that's kind of used to basically kick people to the curb whenever they try to get anything done. And that's free energy or whatever. You use that kind of deal or over unity. And you're going to get trolled. That's all right, you know. So, I get all that. My internet connection's slow, I guess. So, Timothy Sheets in the chat room, can you throw me a smiley face over there on YouTube if you can hear me? Please, and thank you. And let's see. Let me get over here to ShazizRadio.com. And give me a second or two here, and I will I'll get my act together. I promise you. I'm waiting for a smiley face over there on YouTube that somebody can hear what I'm saying. Otherwise, I'm talking to myself. And I don't like talking to myself. Me and myself have a few arguments now and then. So anyway, I still don't see any smiley face in the chat room. What the heck is going on there, man? I'm not trying to get emojis. All right, so let me see what's happening here. This is terrible. See, modern technology stinks. All right. I'm going to have to go check and see. If it even shows me on a live stream on my YouTube channel. Do-do-do-do-do. Dashboard. All right, enough's enough. Come on, man. All right, Chris M. Hello there. Can you see me? Okay, it says I'm live. Let me just see if I am. I want to click on that video and see if I can hear myself. Dad Burnett, this is crazy. All right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Okay, so that's good. I'm here.
I used to manage my team with spreadsheets.
Yep, didn't need all that. All right, so folks, you're listening to Shaziz Radio at www.shazizradio.com. If you're listening in on the YouTube channel and you're having a hard time seeing the video or whatever, and you need to be able to, listen to what I got to say, if you even care what I got to say, I'm going to type in Shaziz Radio chat room into the deal there. And I got a lot to go over. And the reason why, if you're listening to Shaziz Radio and you haven't heard, you didn't hear any intro, fancy intro, is because I don't want to get copyright strike, but I want to put this out on YouTube as well. So, I've been working on a lot of stuff, and I've been trying to give the people what they said they wanted. They said they wanted clean, renewable, alternative energy. And so that's my hopes, is to give them exactly what they wanted. You know, they said that we had an energy crisis. They said that we had a problem, you know, with the planet's temperature and all this kind of stuff. And so, basically, I stepped forward many years ago, and I tried to give them what they said they wanted. Well, in the process of that, you know, when you go on a trip somewhere, you got to plan your route out, because you never know what's going to happen anywhere you go. You know what kind of conditions you're going to have to deal with, and so I knew from past experience that those in alternative energy, if they're going to try to, maybe get a patent on something, they're going to have to go through, a lot of stuff. They're going to have to fight with a lot of people in order to be able to, get something accomplished. And so I started my YouTube channel off quite some time ago, and I wanted to try to do it in a creative way in order to be able to find those folks out there who were into the same exact thing that I was, as far as alternative energy, clean, renewable, sustainable, whatever any of those terminologies that you want to try to put on there. And so I did a little bit of creative stuff in the past in my videos. There's over 200 some odd videos out there on YouTube. And basically I was sticking my toe in the water. I was trying to see what was going to happen to me if I started telling people things that I had researched and trying to show them things. Well, I found that I pretty much come up against a lot of problems. I got pretty much called everything under the sun. And it really got to the point where it was actually a personal attack, mostly frustrating. And, you try to step forward and you're getting ready to try to show some people some stuff. And the fight that ensued for the time that I was trying to do what I was trying to do, I was trying to show some people some cool things, pieces of the puzzle. And I really seriously about gave up. I about said to heck with it, because it was just to the point where the mocking and ridicule and the hateful comments and the craziness just about drove me away. I just about said, I'm done. And so, here we are today. I spent a lot of time and effort to put a platform together to bring all these researchers together, because YouTube wasn't all I was working on. I got ShazizRadio.com, and I also broadcast on People for People Radio Network, and some other people pick up here and there. And so I basically tried to bring people to the table to actually get it done. I wanted to get done what they said we needed done. You know, I'm not the one that came to the table and said, hey, we got a problem and we need to resolve this problem because, you know, they say that our planet is in trouble. We need to clean our planet up, is what they said. And they said that the temperature was heating up and that we only had so much time to get it resolved. And so I spent a lifetime studying science. I don't always have the high-tech terminology necessary to say what it is that I need to say. And so I'm just going to talk to you like an average Joe, and I'm just going to try to explain the things that I'm trying to explain to you in the simplest fashion so that you can understand. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be an electrician or electronics engineer to understand the basic concepts of what I've been trying to point out to people. We know about AC current, we know about DC current, we know about Edison and Tesla and, you know, all the things in the past. But I'm trying to bring a new way as far as how we actually use energy to the table. I'm trying to put my piece of puzzle on the table. And so, this is what I'm wanting to do. I've got my new lab on the way. If you go back and you see that video, Dark Forces, that I put out, you can see that my original lab got flooded. And it pretty much destroyed a lot of stuff. Anyway, in the alternative energy community out there, there are people that they get on YouTube and they put out bogus designs, and they're basically clickbaiting people into, you know, trying to make money and all that kind of stuff. When you get a video that says free energy and it has 10 or 12 ads on it, that ought to be a red flag to you that something ain't jiving there. I'm not in this to make money. It's why, you know, I don't. If you notice, if you're in the YouTube chat room, you notice there ain't no super chat. I'm not asking you for money. There's been probably four people in the last few years that's actually, you know, helped me out a little bit financially in order to move things forward a little bit. And, you know, it was well appreciated, but it was never a thing to where I want to try to ask people to pitch in and do nothing, because for the simple fact is I don't want to give anyone the opportunity to try to accuse me of being a fraud. I'm not trying to fraud anybody. What I am trying to do is address something that they said needed to be done. Now, you got lots of environmentalists out there, and you got a lot of government entities and officials or whatever, and even average Joes running around talking about save the planet. Which, I'm good with that. I don't think the planet's in near as much jeopardy as people would like to claim. However, I do like to, you know, the idea of living in perfect harmony with nature and making things, you know, right. We can still have all the luxuries of what we've got and not damage our environment. So, I studied everything that I could possibly study under the sun about every different type of way to generate electrical power. It seems electricity is the, it's kind of like the holy grail of what we need, because all of our electronic devices and the way that we run our houses and that kind of stuff, which it doesn't even have to be just electricity, because we could also talk about hydrogen technology and gasification and plasma technology. And so, with that said, there are so many options available to resolve what they said was a problem. And I'm trying to put those options on the table. And as far as you know, the research that I've been doing in plasma technology, I've got it down. I know what I need to do. As far as the electric generation and the storage, they like to use a term called sustainable. Look, folks, I'm not trying to sit here and talk about over unity or 0 point, or, you know, I use the term free energy because free energy is free. We're floating in a sea of it, yet we get told contrary. It's neither here nor there. It's the terminology that has been used to keep everybody from what it is that they said that they needed. Basically, you know, you got big giants out there, oil industries, you know, electric companies, and so on down the line. They're in business to make money. And anyone who steps forward that is going to put a dent in that money is going to, come up against some problems. Now, if you've done any research into alternative energy, you know there's a lot of people who have come across a lot of good designs that didn't fare so well. And so I wasn't about to be one of those individuals that didn't fare so well. So I chose a creative path in order to be able to get to the final destination, which is to give the world exactly what it is that they said they wanted. We have every piece of the puzzle necessary to resolve every single problem under the sun. And so, I'm putting my new lab together, which is, it's almost done. And when I put this thing together, when I finally get it done and I can actually start doing videos and live streams from that, I'm going to show you step by step exactly what it is that I'm talking about. I'm going to prove every single word that comes out of my mouth. And I'm going to do it in such a fashion that you can take the video and you already have the schematic. You can sit there and you can see real time what is actually occurring. And it's going to be to the extent that whenever somebody has a question about, we need to do tests or whatever, I might allow select individuals to come over there and test real time. But I'm not going to... I'm not going to be the one that doesn't fare so well when this is all said and done. I'm going to give the world exactly what I said that I was going to give them. I've been trying to show in a creative way a lot of things that are possible. And I'm ready to finish it up. I'm ready for that grand finale you kept hearing me talk about. I'm not asking for money. All I'm asking is if I really seriously have 8,000 some odd subscribers on YouTube, ring the bell, stick with me, and let's get this thing done. I want all the information that I put out. I want it to go everywhere. Sometimes I think that I'm up against a brick wall, and that every bit of information, because if I look at my video views, I see that the numbers don't match what they should. And so, whether I sound like a conspiracy nutcase or not, I understand that there is suppression when it comes to alternative energy. I don't even truly believe that the alternative energy community or the green energy people or the environmentalist or even the government for that matter. I'm just being straight up honest with you. I don't think they really want what it is that they claim. I mean, carbon taxes aren't going to fix a problem if we have a problem such as, you know, what they claim about the weather. It's not going to fix it. What's going to fix it is bringing the most brilliant minds to bear on the problem that they said we got. Now, I paid attention in science class. I understand how energy works. I have a awesome mechanical ability in my mind to visualize how things actually function. Don't ask me how, but it's there. And so, the way that this new lab is going to be set up, is going to be amazing. And step by step, all the way through this entire process, you're going to see exactly what it is that I've been trying to tell people. I'm not here to scam anyone. I'm not here to get famous. I'm not here to get wealthy. All I want to do is address a problem that they claim that we have. If we really have the problem that they say that we have, and the time is urgent, and we need to get it resolved, then my question to all the people out there is, what are you waiting for? What is it that you need in order for this problem to get resolved? And if they really are serious about the urgency of the need that we have, I'm ready to put my piece of the puzzle on the table. I'm ready to give everyone exactly what it is that they said they wanted. You know, my YouTube channel's monetized. But I could actually show you that's an insignificant amount of funding to do what it is that I do. And so I'm not getting rich doing this. Every single penny that, with the exception of the four people I mentioned earlier, every single penny has came out of my pocket to run this radio network, to run, you know, everything that I'm doing here, the website, the materials, for the most part. I recycled a lot. I repurposed a lot, and with the exception of the four people that helped me out to get a few things, everything else has been on my dime. So, when this lab is complete and I start putting everything out there on the table, I think the biggest deal is that I'm going to need you to share it with everybody quickly. Download it and share it. Because I don't think that this system's going to go quietly into the night, so to speak. There's been a lot of things going on. Anyway, I need to step out of this room really quickly. Stay tuned. I will be right back. And then I'm going to put my camera in a different position and see if we can get this thing going. You're listening to Mad Science. If you're listening in on YouTube, welcome. Throw some comments down there in the chat room. Chris M. said, you have a time frame for when you'll be ready to show it. Yeah, my time frame, I'm hoping, is it within the next 2 months. And what is holding me back is the final portion of putting the lab together. So, within that next 2 months, I'm hoping to basically premiere that lab and people can start to see what it is that I got to share with them. I got to step out real quick, and for those of you that's listening in on the radio, don't go away. I'm just going to be right back. I got to I got to take care of something really quick, and so this is going to be a dead air spot for radio. Sorry about that, but it is what it is. Alright, I'm back. I apologize for that. I got everything situated in a manner in which, unfortunately, I can't do anything about it. So, now I'm going to try to see if I can figure out a way to get this doggone camera situated. I got to move some mouse. Duct tape and bailing wire, folks. This is what I've been dealing with. And, you know, it's not necessarily as easy as you'd think. I'm not a cameraman. And I'm not... not a video. I guess I am sort of a video creator. Anyway, I need to try to get this. I'm putting a rubber band around the doggone camera. Apologize for that, but I need to get it situated. All right, that's about the best I'm gonna be able to do. Now let's get this out here. It's going to be a long video, but I need to say a few things. I need to share some things. I'm serious about what it is that I'm doing here. And I need you to know I'm serious about it. Duct tape and bailing wire. Yeah, now they've got a good picture of the ceiling. This is crazy. All right. So, how many people we got here and how many people we got there, I don't know. Alright. So, anyway, if you're watching in on YouTube and you're listening in on ShazizRadio.com. So far, we haven't got People for People Radio Network. I guess the server isn't started or whatever over there. I apologize to those folks over there. People for People Radio Network. They're some really good, wonderful people. All right. I'm still trying to figure out. All right. Pushing buttons. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm kind of looking at myself in the past here. Duct tape and baling wire is basically what this whole deal's been put together with, just to try to share information about stuff. And I don't know what in the heck is going on here, why this thing ain't turning freely. Oh, now I do. Sorry. I think. That's that one. Ed, burn it, man. Come on. Really? Ah. All right. So where are we at here? All right, so basically, if you're looking on the deal right now, you see my computer systems. I got Sam Broadcaster up and running. We're broadcasting to ShazizRadio.com and hopefully soon People for People Radio. They haven't turned the server on yet, so basically, we're here on YouTube and we're in ShazizRadio.com. I put this platform together so that everyone would ever be able to come together and you know, talk about alternative energy and basically get things done. So on this particular screen right here, there's a website. And there's chat rooms there. And so everybody who's on YouTube, if you want to go over there and you want to be able to catch up with me real time, this is where to go. You can see how by the how I've been doing here on this YouTube live stream that tech savvy, I'm probably not the best as far as being able to broadcast and do what I'm doing, and everything is basically, like I said, duct tape and baling wire. But when it comes down to alternative energy, when it comes to science, when they said we had a problem, I'm saying we have the solution. And so I'm trying to put everything on the table. I'm trying to explain things in a manner in which I can get the doggone maximum result as far as people to understand what it is that I'm saying. I fund my own research. And I had a few ideas on maybe how I could actually do that. But they never really came to pass. And I don't know. I look at the doggone screen too much. I look at the numbers of people listening in, and I know that maybe eventually I'm going to be able to get the people to the table. But for the most part, I'm in this on my own. And I'm in this to win it. I spent many, many, many years studying everything that there is to know about alternative energy. Because once again, they said that we had a problem. When you talk about just about any given subject out there. First off, plastics. I put a video together called Bottle Caps for Mad Science, where I'm going to try to show people how I can fund my research with other people's trash. And I tried to see what kind of response I could get. I've gathered up a whole lot of bottle caps, which is a good thing. I'm setting up a checkerboard right now. It looks like we've been on here for 40 minutes and I'm baiting around the bush and probably losing everybody. It's all right. When you're looking down at this, this is a checkerboard that I kind of slapped together that I got a my own little pieces right there that says Shaziz Mad Science on there. I thought about putting some things together like this out of recycled materials and then putting them up for auction in order to be able to fund my research. I'm probably only about $5,000 away from getting everything completely resolved. Which is kind of ironic, because when you talk about the whole climate change issue, they give a lot of money to the United Nations for to fight climate change is what they say. With a fraction of that budget and the right team, we could have already had this so-called deal resolved. And, you know, I'm reaching out to the world out here and I'm saying, hey, I'm ready to put my piece of the puzzle on the table. And I'm ready to get this so-called deal resolved. If you think about everything that's going on out there and all the different, like, conflicts and craziness, a whole lot could be resolved if it was just for the energy deal. I'm constantly I gotta be real careful about my words, folks. I gotta be real careful because we're living in an age of suppression, censorship, and so much worse. We're living in a day when these folks, they said that I wasn't the one that said it, they said it. They said that we need a clean, renewable alternative energy. I'm ready to give it to them. I'm showing you this game right down here because I was actually wanting to make a point. And my point is this. I started off with an idea, and I put a name on the table. Don't know if you can see that there on YouTube, but I just wrote down the word Shaziz. As crazy as it may sound, there's something to that. Can't tilt it too far. But hopefully you've seen it. And so with that said, I started off with a concept to share everybody. And I needed to figure out a way in order to get that doggone concept out there onto the table without getting myself hurt. Shaziz Mad Science was born. There's a website ready for you. There's a YouTube channel ready for you. There is a new lab. Very nice lab. Huh. I got one current viewer on YouTube. I got a few over there in the chat room over there at the Super Chat. And nobody on People for People at the moment because apparently the server's still off. But it'll connect as soon as they turn it on. Anyway. So I had to figure out a way to get from point A to point B without getting myself hurt. I had to figure out a way to give the world exactly what it is that they said they wanted without getting eaten alive by the system, without getting eaten by the giant that's out there. The power companies are in it to make money. That's their bottom line. They're looking to make money. The oil industry, the coal industry, all of them, they're business. They're in to make money. They're going to give you what it is that I'm trying to give you eventually, but only when it's on their terms and only when they have full control over it. Just like now, when you go over and turn the light switch on, you're basically putting your credit card in. You're going to pay that bill. When you play any game, you got to be a step ahead of the game. You got to know what it is you're getting into before you get into it. This checkerboard that I put together, I'm pretty good at checkers, by the way. When I make a move on this checkerboard, I'm already planned ahead for future moves, and I'm basically I got a plan. When you go look at those videos that I've done on there, and I try to show you just a little anomaly of something, you know, hey, check this out. Check out what you can do with voltage. Voltage is pressure, and pressure gets work done. And so with that said, that if you understand that little concept right there, then you have one piece of the puzzle necessary. It's not that we don't have enough power, folks. It's never been that we didn't have enough power. It's that the way that we use it is very inefficient. And so I'm trying to show people a new way. A new way to use electricity. I had to play games nearly in order to try to bring a crowd together so that I could show as many people as possible what it is that I've been trying to give them. Behind me, if you go look at any of the past videos, you'll see a generator that I'm working on. There's a bunch of projects in all those videos that are all pieces of the puzzle. I'm ready to put those pieces together. So why am I saying the things that I'm saying is because whenever I do what it is that I'm planning on doing, I'm going to need your help. Not financially, but I'm going to need some protection. Because when I start showing what it is that I've been trying to prepare everybody for, shiziz might go by the wayside, if you understand what I'm saying. And if I'm going to help the world out, I think that the least that they could do for me is to share the information and help me out to the extent we're keeping your eyes peeled. Anything that looks out of the ordinary. I would never ever harm myself in any form or fashion. So if anybody ever tells you that that's what happened, then they're lying. I'm serious about what I'm saying. I'm serious about what I'm doing. And I had contemplated on trying to do a GoFundMe account and speed this process up, because basically what's holding me back is just materials to finish out a few things. But given a couple months to finish that lab and get everything in order, I've already got the projects ready to go. All I need is the tables to put them on. And so I'll be working on that. So if I don't put out any videos in the next couple months, it's not because I'm gone. It's because I'm busy putting that lab together. When you're playing the alternative energy game, the free energy game, or whatever it is that you want to call it, you better know what you're doing. Because if I put this out and the boat sinks right before it gets to the pier where you're standing, nobody else gonna get it. So if you see something that on these next videos or radio podcasts that you believe in, I put a lot of ideas on the table in hopes that people will take off and run with them. That's all I want. I want the information out there. I watch all these videos on YouTube about free energy and a lot of these scam artists out there that's got 10 or 12 ads on one doggone bogus free energy device. And it frustrates me because I know that that's what's hindering the alternative energy community. I know that's what's killing it. Terminology like free energy, terminology like zero point, over unity, are basically brick walls to what we could accomplish. Because people take the laws of physics and they quote them, they misquote them, they don't understand the laws of thermodynamics, they don't understand how to think outside the box. Everything as far as terminology has to go exactly with what the school book says. And if it doesn't, you're basically called names, insulted, ridiculed, so on down the line. I'm not looking to get famous, once again. I'm not looking to get rich. I'm not looking for fame, fortune, notoriety, or wealth. I started Mad Science, Shaziz Mad Science, because the regular mainstream science failed. and is still failing. All the things that I studied in school, all the things that they told me, I started hearing contrary to from so-called scientists. You tell me that water is hydrogen and oxygen, and you tell me that water separated into its two components. One is explosive and the other one's implosive. And then you turn around and try to tell me that water would not be a good fuel, even though I watch guys like Stan Myers drive around in a dune buggy in 1979 running on that technology. Even though there's documentation out there about supposed military wanting to run the naval ships on hydrogen technology. I know about gasification. I know about plasma gasification. I know about internal combustion engines, both diesel and gasoline. I know how generators work. I know how inverters and converters. There's nothing new out there as far as the technology. You take all this technology, you put the pieces of the puzzle in the right order, and you will get exactly what it is that they said that they wanted. I'm going to show the world how to do that. When you tuned in today, you're listening to People for People Radio Network. You're listening to Shaziz Radio Network. Those are two of the networks out there who have been trying to bring this information to you for a long, long time. So, these people out there have been trying to bring truth. They've been trying to bring ideas and information to the table for a long, long time. It looks like we got People for People radio network encoding now. That's good. So, I would like to see something. I'd like to see something start to happen. I'd like to see smiley faces up there in the mad science chat rooms over there at ShazizRadio.com, and I'd like to see smiley faces over there in the People for People chat room, because both of these two networks have invested a lot of time and effort in order to be able to bring to you the content that we're trying to share. Now, YouTube says I've got 8,000 some odd subscribers. I would really like to see those 8,000 some odd subscribers, because I've invested a lot of time and money into what it is that I'm about to give the world. And I want to make sure that as many people, as many eyes are on the deal as possible. I don't want to just throw it out there just for somebody to grab it and run off and shelve it and hide the information. I want people to know that what I've been saying for a long time is the truth. I want people to understand that what I've been trying to share, I ain't trying to defy any of the known laws of physics. Even though I don't necessarily agree with all the known laws of physics, because everything is pretty much theoretical. And my terminology is not going to be what the mainstream science guy wants to hear. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care about the mainstream scientists, I don't care about their opinion. I'm not looking for their opinion. I'm not looking for their approval. My terminology doesn't match that, so be it. I'm a mad scientist. And I call myself a mad scientist because of what they've done to this world. They've sold us out. And I want everyone out there to be able to enjoy the luxuries of life. I want everyone out there who needs fresh water to have fresh water. And that technology exists. It has existed for a long time. You talk about pulling water straight out of the air, then go back and look at how a dehumidifier works. Some people do it. If you talk about pulling water out of the air, and you listened in science class, then you know your air conditioner pulls water out of the air. But I'm not here to argue the laws of physics. I'm not here to argue the laws of thermodynamics. I'm not even here to argue with the scientist. I'm here to tell you that I'm getting ready to put something on the table. And if I put it on the table, I expect it to go out. And as far as my time frame going to be, on a couple variants. One of which is that people start showing up in these chat rooms and talking about things. One is that those video views, they start going up a bit. So that I know it's being watched, it's being shared. YouTube says I got 8,700 some odd subscribers. That's awesome. I want to see them. Because I want to ensure that whenever I'm putting this information out to you, that it's actually getting seen. I want to know that it's getting seen. And I'm laying down my word, and I'm risking my own personal safety to get ready to show the world what it is that they said they wanted. And I am not asking anybody for nothing besides sharing that information. I'm not giving anyone the opportunity to call me a fraud or a scam artist. I'm not out there trying to sell somebody a free energy device. I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle right there on the table in the proper order so that you can see what you've had all along. I'm not in it to get shot. I don't want people threatening my family. But at the same sense, I gotta know that I'm talking to some real people. We put a lot of work, a lot of effort into this. I paid for all this duct tape and baling wire. See, this checkerboard right here, when they make their move and I make my move, the game has begun. And I know for a fact there's some less than honest players out there. I know for a fact there is. I know for a fact that there's a lot of people out there who have been so incredibly indoctrinated they will believe the mainstream. And they won't listen to anybody on the outside. I'm definitely on the outside. I'm definitely out of the box. You got to plan your strategy whenever you're playing a game like checkers or chess. You got to have a move ready for a move. You got to be able to, you know, do certain things. You got to be willing to give something in order to get something. You got to be a little smarter than the average bear, so to speak. And I want to just dump all this information right on the table and run off. That's what I want to do. I want to just throw it out there and allow everybody to run off on it. But I got the stinky feeling that the moment I do that, the game is over. And everything that I've tried to share with the world outside of word of mouth and stuff like that, I've told people about hydrogen technology. I told them about plasma technology. I told them a different version of how electricity actually functions. But most folks out there, they don't have the capability to take in that information and doing something with it in order to benefit themselves and others. And some people, you know, they like to hear a good story, but they don't want to really get involved and do anything. All I'm asking is for people to come to my chat rooms. That's it. All I'm asking is for people to join me on Skype. And if you do come on a live radio show, that you be respectful and don't be using foul language, because I'm trying to do something that I want anybody to be able to hear. YouTube's got this deal now where things you have to tell whether they're age restricted or not. And I'm not trying to not let anyone see it. If somebody young is studying science and they're interested in mad science, I want the young people to be able to see it. I want the middle age and the old people to be able to see it. Chris said, don't get pulled up in the numbers. It sounds worse than it is. If I had five people that I knew for a fact that I could trust, I would give them a copy of every single thing that I've got and have them copy it and give it to everybody that they can give it to. See, it's different. It's a whole lot different to have an idea and to tell people about it and to explain your theory on how something functions. But today's day and age, people have to visually see it. They have to see it to believe it. They have to be able to touch it. They have to be able to measure it. They have to have a working prototype. Well, I'm trying to give them that. I'm trying to give them that and an opportunity to take the research that I'm putting on the table and, if need be, come and measure it and test it. And I'm trying to dance around the whole whether or not people want to call it free energy, zero point, over unity, all that crazy stuff that basically it puts the lines of division. I got in a feud over something as simple as current watch snaps because somebody didn't understand what it is that I was trying to say to them. You need to understand that I am not going to use terminology that the average Joe cannot understand. If I do have to use a high-tech term, I'm going to explain it in simplicity. YouTube used to be a really good platform to share information. And unfortunately, I think that YouTube is not doing so well. If they would pay attention, then I could help them as well. They said that they needed clean, renewable, alternative, green, sustainable energy. And I'm here to give it. I'm here to put it on the table. I'm here to show everybody a new way. And I'm going to take the best of science. I'm going to take the best of physics. And I'm going to put all those pieces in the puzzle. Pieces of the puzzle in an order in which, if you're paying attention to what I'm showing you, you're not only going to be able to see it work real time, but you're going to understand exactly how it works. That's my mission. Like I said, I'm not trying to get rich. My YouTube channel, my doggone website are no money making platforms. I mean, they could actually get the traffic, and I could actually make a few pennies to, you know, help with the research. Chris said, you sit in the room and shoot at a vacuum chamber filled with oxygen. Oh, it's a lot simpler than that. I'm trying to do something profound. I'm trying to do something to benefit the world. Let me turn this thing around here, if I can get it to go up or down. All right. So for all those folks out there listening in on Shaziz Radio and People for People Radio Network, I apologize for today's, the way things basically going down, because when I first started off the show, normally I might play a few, intros and stuff like that, get it all exciting for the big show. Well, today it was a little bit different because I'm streaming on YouTube as well as Shaziz Radio and People for People Radio. And so, in order to not get copyright strikes for, you know, using music or whatever like that, in order to make this so that it's YouTube friendly and everybody can get the information, then this is why I'm doing it this way today. And I hope that you share this today's show, whether the podcast version from Shaziz Radio, Shaziz.net, or the video at YouTube. I hope that you share it. And it's a long deal, but we're up to an hour and 14 minutes, and I'm been trying to lay the groundwork to explain to people what it is that I'm getting ready to do. And I'm going to need some help. And when I say I need help, I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about when I lay it all on the line for everybody and his brother, everyone in this world, when I lay it all on the line, I need some people watching my back. Because I'm not going to go by the wayside. And I do have a backup plan for a backup plan for a backup plan. That's what I do. You're looking at duct tape and baling wire here. Everything that I put together has been intentional. There's no accidents in my videos. There's no accidents in the way the website's put together. And I'm ready to unlock the key. I'm ready to put the key down on the table. I'm ready to fulfill that grand finale video that I kept talking about in all those videos. It would have been done a lot sooner had I not had the forces of darkness come upon my lab and basically destroy it. I'm in the process of trying to salvage what I can out of that and move it into the new lab. And when I get that accomplished, you're going to see the lab probably a lot sooner than you will the final product. But as I put these things on the table and I go down memory lane and I remind you about certain things, you're going to not only, by the time it's all said and done, you're not only going to know it works, but you're going to know how it works. This nifty gizmo over here, if the video catches up, is one piece of the puzzle. The way that it's designed, it looks like I got to move it just a little bit further. Let's see how that does. I'm watching at a slight delay. Yeah, okay, that looks pretty good. So, this nifty gizmo right here, all of that stuff behind it, everything that's up behind me, including the old electron from the video, the electron, all of those are pieces of the puzzle that every single bit of what I've been trying to say, I'm going to take all the best science, all the best physics, and every bit of what I've learned about alternative energy and put it into play. Now, it doesn't matter whether you talk about hydrogen technology, gasification. It doesn't matter what device out there that you're most familiar with or you like the best. What matters is I'm going to show you a new way. A new way of using power. I'm going to show you what I learned about the subject in alternative energy and energy transfer. I'm going to show you how to mimic that magnetic field that everybody's trying to figure out and how to get that thing to run everything that you got in your house. Looks to me like I left a doggone volt meter on for a long time and I ran the battery down. Sure did. This particular volt meter right here got a disconnect and I gotta replace the battery in it. Hard telling how long that thing's been on. Yeah. But it's alright. I got a new battery. So anyway, I need to know a few things before I put all my cards on the table. First off, I need to know that people are really watching. Second off, behind the scenes, I'm going to need a few people to accept some files to ensure that those things that I share with people actually make it into the world. I need to know that everything that I've done hasn't been for nothing. Alright, I tolerated a lot, folks. Literally. I tolerated a lot. I've been kicked around a bit. You understand what I'm trying to say. Lucky for me, I had another doggone battery. I gotta start remembering to turn these volt meters off because, you know, batteries get expensive after a while. And that, you know, I had a lot of people ask me all the time, well, are you off the power grid? Are you running your house with that? Heck no, I'm not off the power grid, and no, I'm not running my house with that, because the moment I do that, you get to see something happen. Such as Oshazoo's disappearing. You can talk about it all you want. You can talk about free energy all you want. But if you get out there and you start bucking the system, you're going to find out the system's going to buck back. So that's why I had to get creative, folks. That's why I had to get creative. You go back and look at those videos, and some of them might seem a little crazy to you. Then you think back and you think about what I actually showed in that video. Things that were sitting in plain sight. Yeah, okay, so it seems a little mysterious, I'm sure. But how about those guys that came right out and said, hey, look, I got it. I got a free energy device. Well, the ones that weren't trying to fraud people, and they actually were onto it, they didn't fare so well. And I knew that going in the gate. I knew the moment I stepped down this road that I was going to meet with those kind of people. But the thing about it is that what's really what's really aggravating me and what is at the heart of mad science is the fact that the world claimed that they had a problem. I looked at it and I didn't see that problem. What I saw was that we were using things very inefficiently. You can take bottle caps, which is made out of plastic, and there's multiple different types of plastics, and some of them are a little more rigid than others. Some of them have slightly better melting temperatures or whatever. And you could turn that plastic back into a petroleum product. You can turn leaves, sticks, grass clippings, anything biological, and you could turn it back into crude oil. You can turn it into a petroleum product. There are nuts out there that you can literally turn into oil. There are seeds that can be cold pressed and turned into oil. So in the biofuels alone, we have an unlimited supply of biofuels. And not only mention hydrogen technology, we have an unlimited supply of the world's perfect fuel. But when it comes down to electricity, electricity is a little bit different because, you know, you got to put power in to get power out. But the thing about it is, what most folks failed to register is that if you understand how energy actually works, you don't need to put near as much in to get a lot more out. And the way that you pull that power off of that system will determine your efficiency. And we have technology, we have capabilities right now that if you understand what I'm trying to share with you, this little 30 amp motor controller right here, it'll blow your doors off when you find out what it can do. This flywheel system, it has some physics involved in it. It has some precise math involved in it. It has a specific waveform involved in it. That doggone signal generator in the background that you can't see because of the way the camera's positioned, that thing is using the 5-volt input, and it's pushing out a 60 hertz wave at approximately around about 9 volts. It's pulsing a microwave oven transformer that is sending out an AC wave, a high voltage AC wave out the secondary, that is going through capacitors that normally you wouldn't leave in the circuit. They're just start capacitors. They're just meant to actually give an extra boost to get an electric motor started. From that point on, that AC wave is going down through a full wave bridge rectifier that is changing that wave into a DC wave that is charging up regular capacitors, DC capacitors. From that point right there, those capacitors are bleeding off into what we like to call supercapacitors or boost caps. And it's turning that power into real-time usable energy that you could then in turn turn around and pull off a lot of voltage, a lot of power. I'm using on the wall up there, you can't necessarily see it unless I try to bring this thing up a little bit. Let's try that. Let's see, wait for the video to catch up. So, up there on the wall is 120 volt output. There's two power supplies up there, one 9 volt and one 5 volt. Both of them are doing a job. So 9 and 5, what we're talking, 14 volts. 14 volts pushes a lot of power out there. My deal over there showing I got 41.9 volts stored at the moment. And it potentially could be more because I probably bumped some wires in the process of trying to get that other deal going. But nonetheless, this cluster of wires that I've got going on right now, when the new lab comes online, it's going to be so incredibly organized that you'll be able to see exactly where every single wire goes. And you don't even have to worry about a schematic because it'll show you exactly how everything's hooked up. It'll show you the brand of the capacitor used. It'll show you the voltage, inputs, outputs. And I'm laying everything on the table. It'll show you everything you need to know. And then at the same exact time, I will be explaining to you in the most simplest terms possible of what is going on and why it is doing what it is that I'm telling you that it's doing. So that if you choose to replicate it, you'll have the capability to do so. Folks, I'm not playing games here. I'm getting ready to go for broke. I'm 54 years old. I'm getting ready to put it all out there on the table. And if I'm successful in what I'm trying to show you, and you take it and you share it with everybody and his brother and their sister, then I will have succeeded in what it is that I've spent so many years trying to do. But if you don't share it, then I wasted all this time. Because the moment they know for a fact what I'm showing you works, you watch. You watch the regulations come out. You watch. You watch the kickback. You watch when that beast is about to starve to death, how violent that beast is. Yolant said, 54 years old, still a strong chicken there, Shaz. Yeah, well, I don't feel so strong, but I appreciate the compliment. That's awesome. All I want is to make our world a better place, folks. That's all I want. I want to give the world what it is that they said they wanted. And this is the only way I know how to do it. I'm not asking you for money. I can't express that enough. If you do happen to stumble on to a place to donate, well, that's up to you. But you're not going to hear me promote it. And I'm not even going to tell you where to go. If you got it, you want it, you're going to have to find it. It's as simple as that. And you need to expect that whenever you do something, that you expect results. It's that simple. The best way to help me out is to share these videos. The best way to help me out is to get people watching these and listening to what I have to say, because I'm trying to do something right here. I'm trying to give the world exactly what it is that they said they wanted. They say we got all these things going on in the world, and as far as I'm concerned, looks like all these things are related to resource. People wanting the power, they want money, they want everything that they can get, and in order to do that, they need to be able to sell you a bottle of water. They need to make you afraid to drink from the tap. They need to make you afraid of having your power shut off. They need you to make you afraid. They need to make you a good worker. You need to be a good worker. Now, some folks might call that conspiracy, but try not paying your light bill for a month. Try being one day late on a shutoff notice. Try trying to juggle your medicines that you need with your bills that have to be paid. And somebody out there explain to me why it is that there are children in this world that can't get no food. There are people out there trying to save food before it gets wasted. There are a lot of people in this world honestly trying to do something good. But they need your help. They need your backing. They need your support. They need you to come together. We need real people to do real things. I'm going to gift my piece of the puzzle to the world. You know, if I wanted to take all my talents and my skills, everything that I've learned, all my knowledge, and if I wanted to try to be a part of the system and actually get wealthy and get a boost up, I could have done that. I could have patented, I could have copyrighted, I could have done all the what it takes to become successful and a wealthy person, but that's not me. That's not what I'm here for. That's not the lifestyle or the legacy that I want to leave behind. If somehow or another years down the line I got my name and my picture in a science book for my contribution, hey, I wouldn't complain about that. That'd be all right. But at the time being, I want to put something on the table to be a positive influence. I want to put some positive pebbles out there. I want to help to pave smooth paving stones for our future generations to walk into the future. And they told us that our planet was in jeopardy. They told us that our water supplies are poisoned. They told us a lot of things. When you find those folks out there who are willing to step up to the plate to put the solutions on the table, you need to protect them. You need to watch their back. You need to check on them and make sure that they know that they're appreciated. You can show me your appreciation just by going over and saying hi to People for People Radio. PeopleForPeople.ning.com. Some wonderful people over there. Wonderful people trying to do some wonderful things. You can show me your appreciation by jumping over there to ShazizRadio.com. And since we're average Joes and Jane, so to speak, we're up against the Google. We're up against the beast out there. They try to tell everyone our websites are not secure. They try to tell everyone that it's not safe to go there. But you go around and you ask anyone out there who has been there their experience of what it's been like on these two websites. And they're going to tell you good things. So, there are people you can talk to. If you can find Turtle Walker or Patty Walking Turtle or Barbara Three Crow or any of the names that you've heard on any of these shows, ask them, what's the website like? Ask them what it's like. Did you have any problems? Was there anybody trying to spy on you or download malware to your computer? Have you ever had any issues with the site or whatever? This is important. Because the powers that be, they don't want you coming to these websites. They don't want you doing what it is that we do. They don't want you coming together and talking with each other and resolving issues. Folks, if what I'm saying is true, if what I'm saying is wrong, then you tell me how come a guy like me could do the things that I do and understand and try to explain it to everyone, and these so-called mainstream scientists can't seem to get their act together. I'm ready to get serious. I'm ready to lay the cards on the table. And I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out. Because when I throw those cards on the table and the bet is on, I got my reputation, I got my life on the line. I stand to lose everything that I have. I stand to lose it all. See, the funny thing is about our governmental system and the system in general is if they don't like you, they can destroy you really quickly. There are other entities out there that have finances and power, and they can destroy you really quickly. YouTube can shut me down anytime they feel like it's their platform, and they've already pretty much said that they're going to, but in a roundabout way. If my YouTube channel isn't making enough money for their liking, then it would be deemed not worthy of them putting it out there, and so YouTube will take it down. As far as my website out there, Google's going to take it down. Google and YouTube are all connected anyway. Google won't physically be able to take it down unless they buy out the companies that host the websites. But Google has the power to take it down by not allowing it to be seen. And that's exactly what we see happening. If you say the wrong words, you get punished. If you don't comply to whatever it is that they deem you have to comply with, you won't get seen. And so, I'm right here at the edge of the road. I'm at the edge of the cliff. I'm getting ready to round that curve. I'm getting ready to put everything on the line. I just need to know who's going to be with me when I do. It says that I got 8,700 some odd subscribers on YouTube. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And that many people sharing a bit of information, sharing a link, could get us out there. That makes you the listener of the radio show, or you the listener and viewer of the YouTube channel, that makes you really important. I'll keep my part of the deal. I show you everything that I got. I show you every bit of information that I've learned. I'll show you every single piece of the puzzle put in the right order to do exactly what it said, what I said. I talked about all different types of energies. I talked about, you know, all different subjects under the sun. There are things that I know are possible that mainstream science probably wouldn't want you to know about. But that's all right. I'm not getting into that right now. The first stage of the game is to show you a power source, a storage source, a new way to use the energy that we've already got. I did a video series called Free Thinkers, and in that series I was reaching out to try to find a certain type of person, certain types of individual that are willing to think beyond what the book said. And in that video series, I showed a nifty little setup, and I asked questions. Well, what do you think this is for? What do you think that's for? And I listened for the responses and the answers. That system ran for many, many years. You go back and look at the older, the oldest video, and you look at that date, and you look at the last date, and up till approximately a week or so back, until somebody decided it was a good idea to cut a single wire over there that basically shut the system down. And the whole concept was for longevity, to see how many years in a row that I could actually run this thing using nothing more than power brought in from the outside from all different directions. And it stayed running all that time. And so, what I was hoping to accomplish by that was that people would see. Sorry, I'm trying to throw in a smiley face in the chat room there. Somebody posted a nice comment. I'm going to try to throw one in over there too. Smiley faces go a long ways. Anyway, so taking one deal in the consideration, you know, wind power, they say, well, it's not, you can't count on it. It's intermittent. But then add together wind power with solar panel, and it's less intermittent. Add thermoelectrics, add hydroelectrics, add energy, and so on down the line. All these different concepts that I talked about, add them all together, and it becomes yet even more reliable. And not only the fact that you're not generating power from any given source, constantly, but it's always putting power into the system. No matter what's happening outside, there's always power being put into the system. And it's like an Olympic-sized swimming pool. If you have an Olympic-sized swimming pool and it's full of water and you got that swimming pool going down to a smaller pool and then a smaller pool and then, you know, like a bucket or maybe all the way down into a glass of water. I did a video, I think, called 9 Volts that basically showed how you could literally guide energy from a large source all the way down to a small source. You could literally follow it down. And as long as that Olympic-sized swimming pool was full of water, then every other system underneath it was full. And it's real-time power on demand. So if you had a trickle source from here and a trickle source from there, and you could constantly keep water flowing into that pool, and it could never get down below half or whatever, that every single system underneath that would constantly be full. It didn't matter where the water came from. Didn't matter how you got it. All that mattered was that as long as that pool had any water in it at all, every single other system underneath that would be full and running. That's how energy works as well. That's how electricity works as well. And so if you got that concept and you took that concept and you maximized on your storage and the way that you move that energy around from one place to the next, you got exactly what it is that the world said that they needed. I'm going to continue to do the Mad Science Show. And I'll put as many live streams in the middle of it as I can for YouTube. But as far as YouTube goes, this video right here, I'm just putting an explanation out there to let you know what's getting ready to go down. I'm going to put my cards on the table, but once I do that, I need to have a few friends, because the shenanigans that's going to come about, the people, you'll see it. Mark my word, you'll see it. You'll see it in the chats. You'll see it. You'll see a whole lot more than you plan. Because that's what they do to people like me. But I'm ready. I am ready. And I hope you are too. Folks, there are a lot of people out there trying to do a lot of good stuff. Find them and support them if you want to make this world a better place. It's amazing what this technology can do. I'm sitting here, I say some words, and then I watch as the artificial intelligence basically puts it on the screen, closed caption for the hearing impaired. It's amazing. And the funny thing is, I'm using duct tape and baling wire. I got XP computers, I got Windows 10, I got Linux computers, I got Windows 7. And I'm bringing this to you live at the best possible way. If you're trying to watch this live, then you might have a little issue with buffering or whatever like that. But if you really want to, you know, watch it afterwards, it'll be smoothed out. And the podcast will be up at shazizradio.net on the podcast page. There's chat rooms at shazizradio.com. And don't forget peopleforpeople.ning.com. And go over and talk to these people. Ask them what we've been doing. Ask them, if you really want to help, ask them how you can help. Most simplest of how you can help is just to share links and information. That's the most important. And if you see a video come up that you're concerned that YouTube might try to yank down, download it, upload it somewhere else. YouTube tried to get me to copyright somebody else for using one of my videos. I don't care if you use my videos, folks. I don't care if you use any of this stuff. The whole point is to get the information out there. We have the technology to make things so incredibly efficient. Everything from the way the internal combustion engine runs to how we actually use any energy of any sort. Any sort. And just with a little minor modifications and some re-engineering a few things, you got an engine that will run amazingly efficient. But you got to realize that these folks don't make things to run efficiently. You know, if you want to sell oil, you need to want to be able to sell oil for as much as possible, and to sell as much of that oil as possible. If a person knows that they can make the same type of fuel out of things that are laying in the yard, and they build their own refineries to do so, you can't make as much money. You think about all the regulations that are in place out there, where you can store fuel, where you can't store fuel, whether you can make fuel or whether you can't make fuel. Even when it comes down to alcohol, you know, there are race cars that burn alcohol. What's the word I'm looking for? They make an additive to your fuel. I can't remember. The name won't come to my mind. But either way, it's made out of corn. They add additives to your fuel. And basically, they're able to sell more fuel. Ethanol, there you go. Thanks, Chris. You rock. Sometimes the way my brain works is so much going on. I have problems pulling up certain words and stuff, and it drives me nuts. E85, ethanol. Alcohol, it doesn't matter. You know, it's basically all made the same. Biodiesels, so easy to make. Recovering petroleum products from waste products, so easy to do. Folks, you're never going to see a day where you run out of what they like to call fossil fuel. It's not going to happen. And if you're one of the people who's against fossil fuel or the coal industry, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but they're never going out of business. Maybe how they do business, but they're never going to go out of business. They're not going to run out of supplies. And they're going to constantly do battle with anybody like me in order to ensure that you don't get the information that I'm trying to share. Otherwise, you know, we'd already be done with this. The people that show up and they do the things that they do to these wonderful people at radio networks is mind-blowing. But we hold our own. We try to do live broadcast and we catch a lot of grief. But we hold our own. Duct tape and bailing wire. We hold our own. ShazizRadio.com, Shaziz.com, Shaziz.net. Share any of those sites that you can. Because, like I said before, I got a backup plan for a backup plan for a backup plan. And my intentions are that no matter what, if YouTube finally decides that I don't make them enough money and dumps me, which I don't know why they would, because as far as community guidelines, I keep my nose clean. I don't say filthy words. I'm not putting content out there that's questionable. All I'm doing is talking about solutions to an energy crisis that the world said we needed to solve because we supposedly had this this climate issue. And if we really do indeed have a climate issue and nobody's coming to the table, then that's that ought to be a warning sign for you. Because I've thrown the message out there. I've thrown down the gauntlet. I've put the word out. I've begged and pleaded for environmentalists to come talk to me. Science folks. But I don't care what the mainstream science has to say. My terminology is not going to match their terminology, and they're not going to listen to what I have to say. But when it comes down to the physics, they are not going to be able to deny. And regardless of all that, you know, I call it mad science for a reason. I call it mad science because mainstream science sure did drop the ball. I need to run up out of here one more time quickly. I shall be right back. I know this is bad for live radio. There's going to be a pause for a minute, but it is what it is. And because of the way that I'm running this show, I have nobody to take my place while I step out for a second. So if you're patient and you stay with me, I shall be right back. Alrighty then, I'm back. I apologize for that. But unfortunately, because of what I'm doing today, I can't just go to a music break and, let you have something to listen to on the way, because I'm trying to stay out of trouble with YouTube. And so, let's see what we can get accomplished here. Alright. So, I'm waiting for my video over here to catch up so I can start talking again or see where I'm at. Make sure the camera's doing all right. Let's see. Thank you very much, Alance. Yeah, that's great. Look, folks, everything that you share out there, all the links that you share, it's well appreciated, more than appreciated. I did a bottle cap for Mad Science deal. Let me show you something real quick. Alright. Don't look like that doggone thing ever caught back up. Anyway. I did this in my own community. See that right there? Look at all of them. I hope you can see that. This old bucket's pretty much topped off, and I got more buckets out there. And what I'm gonna do with these right here, you're gonna like. And that's my goal. Make you happy. So, I've got many, many projects. I got many things in the works. I don't know why this thing hasn't updated. Alright, so I'm, once again, if you're just joining in, I'm broadcasting on shazoozradio.com, peopleforpeople.ning.com, peopleforpeopleradio, and on YouTube as well. And the reason why I'm doing this show the way that it is because I'm trying to give you an explanation of what it is that I'm getting ready to do. And to ask for any type of assistance that I can get as far as sharing information. Now, I've invested a whole lot of money into doing what I'm getting ready to do. I've invested a lot in this right here so that I got a platform that no matter what happens, I'll still be able to share. I've got information on devices like this up and ready to go. I'm working on a couple little ideas in order to raise some revenue to help to supplement the finances as they stand. And whenever I get done showing you what it is that I'm going to show you, maybe then, and only then, could I recover some of my efforts. But it's like, I think like them street performers out there, where they're out there playing their music and people go by and throw pennies in their bucket, that's cool. You get to watch the show, and then if you like it, then you could throw something in. If you don't, then whatever. I don't care. Like I said, I got a lot more projects that I want to share, but I think I'm going to go for the big one first. That's the one that's most important, because we need to get the energy. It says my camera froze. Let me check this out here. Dead blasted. Huh. Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing I can do is try to stop the stream for a second. Nope. My camera ain't working. Let's try this again. Well, folks, if you're listening in on People for People and Shazia's Radio, I'm having technical issues. My doggone camera finally just decided to go to sleep. Try this again. Tarnation. There we go. Start streaming and see if we can get her back. Alright, looks like we're back on the doggone deal there. So I lost a lot of people watching, I guess. What I was trying to show you earlier before everything went awry is this right here. And this is just one of the buckets that I showed in that video, Bottle Caps for Mad Science. I'm going to show you something really cool to do with these. And I got many, many projects. But like I was saying earlier, that this one that has to do with electricity is my priority, because that, I think, is going to be the most important one in order to benefit society. So it looks like we're back to broadcasting out there, as long as this doggone thing will last. Anyway, I gotta get a drink of my coffee. Oh, look at this. Write this down if you can see it. Mad science is the key to truth about free energy. Ask me why. ShazizRadio.com. Make a shirt like this for yourself. help me out. You know, I'm not out trying to sell t-shirts, which I guess if I was a celebrity, I might be able to get by with, but I'm not. Anyway, I need that mad science hair thing going on, too. That's another problem there. I just planned on being serious today, so this is why I'm doing the way that I'm doing. But between the bottle caps, the neodymium magnet accelerator, this new custom generating system right here, the storage, the plasma reactor, those are just a few of the projects that I want to put on the table. I'm actually going to bring the old Electron back, but I'm going to be doing something quite unique with it that I hope that you enjoy. And this this lab, a lot of effort has gone into putting this lab together to not only make it look good, but to be fully functional to where you can see exactly what it is that I'm trying to say. If you notice that when you looked at that doggone generator over there, it's made out of acrylic. I could have made that out of so much less. But when everything is installed in that thing, when you can look in, you can see every single thing that's going on, including in the neodymium magnet accelerator, when you can see every single thing that's going on inside that device, then it'll be easier for you to understand as I'm explaining to you what is actually occurring and why it's doing what it is that I said it was going to do. So, I want it to be irrefutable, without question. And all the people out there that was constantly hollering at me about, you know, what's in, what's out, when they see what it is that I've been talking about all the time, they might feel a little bit silly because of what they've been trying to say to me all the time. Oh, well, you're running your house with it and blah, blah. Look, folks, I tried to tell them something and they just wouldn't get past the school book in order to listen to what I had to say. So now I'm going to physically show everybody. When they want to get around to their what's in, what's out, they'll eventually be satisfied with the solution of what I'm trying to convey. In the meantime, I don't care about current watts and amps. And you'll see why I say that when I show you what it is that is going to be in this new lab. We know how AC current, we know how DC current, we know all that we got, we get it. Okay, we know what the school book says, we know what the math says, we get it. But don't beat a dead horse. Don't put the cart before the horse. Wait till you see what it is that I'm trying to show you. And it will make perfect sense of why it is I've been saying what I've been saying. And if I earn your trust on this one right here, we'll move to the next project. As I fully intend on building everything that you've heard me talk about on these radio shows. I love it. I love building things. Unfortunately, a lot of the things I have to actually hire somebody else who has better skills because my brain works mechanically and I'm not necessarily the one who is the best woodworker or craftsman, if you understand what I'm trying to say. But when I have the resources available and I have the dream team, so to speak, and I can get people to make certain things and put them in the right order, just like go look at my neodymium magnet accelerator video and you'll see and you'll hear my explanation of why and what and how it could have been better and so on down the line. I've even got upgrades to that coming. This is all duct tape and baling wire, what you see in here. If you go to shazizradio.com/superchat, or just go to make it really easy, remember the word Shaziz. Let me see if I put this up here and get it, hold it steady. There, I hand stamp these checker pieces. Shaziz, mad science. Anyway, go to shaziz.com, and that has links to everything. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of it. It's got links. Once you get on that website, it'll guide you wherever you want to go on the deal. And so that's the easy route. And if you want to talk to me personally, you know, same username on Skype. Jump in chat rooms. I answer what I can when I can. So, gotta have the mad science here for Pete's sake. Don't say mad science on there for nothing. Anyway, this little space right here has had to be temporary, unfortunate episode because my regular lab got flooded. The one you used to see in the old videos. A lot of things got destroyed. Some of the things can be salvaged. But the new lab, I'll have plenty of space and organization so that I can show you, I can walk you around with cameras from every single direction possible and show you in graphic detail exactly what I've been saying and explain it to you in such a simple manner that if you choose to do so, you can replicate. And so, each one of these stages that I'm going to step show in the videos from that point on is worthy of looking further into, because there's so many branches of what you can do with different types of energy that it's mind-blowing. Everything from wireless energy transfer to storage to the way that we generate electricity and so on down the line, you take these concepts and you run with them. That's all that I ask. That's all I've ever been asking. Open your mind, take a look and see, and see how far you can take any given idea. The bottle caps for mad science, I'm going to really love that one there, because everybody's talking about how there's so much waste plastic in the world and we need a resolution. There are people out there, preciousplastics.com, that's one of them, that they are showing how to recycle and all that. They even design machines and they give the designs away for free. But I got something better in mind far as that goes. Anyway, I appreciate everybody who's helped me out, and I appreciate everybody who's come to the chat rooms. I appreciate everybody who's watched any of my videos for any reason, even to the extent the ones that, you know, just come there to mouth off. I did a video called Redneck Wind Turbine, and you'd have thought that's probably one of my best, most viewed videos. But you wouldn't believe how much somebody gave me a rash about that thing. To the extent, I didn't even want to finish the project anymore, but I'm going to go back and revisit that one there as well. But this one that we've got going on here, this is more important for the time being. And providing I got a little bit of life left in me, I'll get a whole lot more projects out. But regardless of whether I can get them completely out on my own, I'll put the information on the table and you can take it and run with it and test it and try it yourself and see if you like it. See, an idea is just an idea unless it's acted upon. If you're not willing to put nothing into it, then it's just probably not going to get done. But, like I said, these folks out here in our supposed government, whatever, they said we had the problem. I didn't say that. The environmentalists said we had the problem. Wasn't me. But, you know, you don't tell somebody like me that there's a problem and then not expect them to step up and say, hey, here's the solution. If I'm saying that there's a solution and nobody's willing to at least humor me, to listen, they spend, I can't even remember how much money giving the UN, the United Nations giving them a lot of money for climate change. Okay. What are they done with it? What has any of these environmentalists out there done with it? I'm saying, you know, simply, it's time to put up or shut up, for Pete's sake. There's solutions on the table. There are brilliant minds ready to go. You bring these brilliant minds together, you can at the very least achieve incredible efficiency on every single aspect of every single thing to do with energy. And it's not, you don't have to reinvent the wheel per se, you just make the wheel better. You make it more efficient, smoother. You check out those little tiny fidget spinners, man. You spin those things around, they seem like want to go on forever because the bearings in there are like incredibly precise. The precision bearings in such a tiny little toy. Imagine those precision bearings in something larger. Something that you need to keep, you know, running smooth. That's just a little example of the quality that we could actually achieve. And sure, people got patents on all kinds of stuff, man. People got patents on all kinds of stuff. People got copyrights. I'm not telling you gotta go out and steal somebody's idea. I'm just telling you that the information, the doggone technology is available. It's you, the average Joe, that's paying the taxes, the carbon taxes. It's the big companies and corporations that are getting to buy, sell, and trade those same credits. So they built a money-making sham. They built a money-making scheme. And they said we had a problem. And so when the resolution is put on the table, when the solution is put on the table and nobody's listening, you got to ask yourself why. Why? It's because somebody making a lot of money, folks. Why would you want to cure the common cold if you want to sell cold medicine? Why would you want to tell somebody what these were capable of if you want to sell a certain product? Why? Why would you want people to know that there's a better way to run the stuff that we're running? Tell me. Mad science. And it's the truth, man. It's the truth. And I prove it. I'll prove everything I said. Mark my words, I'll prove it. I'll prove it or die trying. I'm just getting warmed up. I got my mad science hair. I got my mad science t-shirt. I got my mad science checkerboard. I tell you what, when I'm done with this thing right here, I might just do a video about it and then offer to give that to somebody out there. A one-of-a-kind Shaziz Mad Science checkerboard. And I'll even autograph it for you. So, I brought that thing in here today because each one of these are hand-stamped. I did that last night. Each one of those are hand-stamped. A little stamping deal. And so, the board made out of a piece of scrap wood by hand. I drew all the lines on there. You just saw me write Shaziz Mad Science on there. So, I tell you what, when I get done with it, when it satisfies my artistic view there, then I will see about doing a video about it and see how we can... we can give that to somebody if they want it. Like I say, I'm not a celebrity, so it's not that, you know. Make yourself a t-shirt like this one here. Or just write it on a piece of paper somewhere and put it on a wall, on a bulletin board. I just like to see... I like to see more people over there. People for People chat room. I'd like to see more people over there at the Super chat room. Shaziz Radio. So, I think pretty much I've used up most of it, if all of my barely bandwidth, according to what I've been seeing. So, for those of you that bared with me, or what's the word, stuck with me through this entire thing, I appreciate that. Prior to the next deal, I'm going to have to stop the live stream over here at YouTube. And finish it out because I got a show to do here afterwards. And it looks like my network's starting to give me a little bit of trouble. Huh. But anyway, I got a lot to share with the world. And I hope to get that done soon. I'm looking at hopefully a time frame of 2 months maximum on finishing the doggone. Hopefully it'll be done a lot sooner than that. I'm just saying I'm trying to give myself a little cushion because finances aren't as good as they should be. But I still got some things that I need to finish because whenever I'm done, I got something really cool that I'm going to show you, and I'm actually going to have a professional come in and verify something for me so that you know that something I'm going to tell you is the truth. And it'll never be able to be argued against. So I'm looking I'm looking to bring in some professionals to verify certain things. I'm looking to have a really nice setup with a good clear view of everything so that you can see what's going on. I'm looking to get the information to as many people as physically possible, as quickly as physically possible. And hopefully stay alive doing it. Hopefully I don't have issues like some of those prior to me. But don't forget what I said. I'm not the kind of person that's going to do myself harm to the extent of, you know, what you hear about a lot of different alternative medicines and alternative energies and so on down the line. So if anybody tries to tell you that, you know they're not being truthful. They're not being trustworthy. So, I guess with that said, I'm going to look around. I don't see any comments in there for, you know, to answer. I don't know why this is doing this deal right there, but it is. My chat rooms keep trying to shut me down over there. That's one of the things about technology. It just blows my doors off, man. You gotta keep your mouse moving at all times. Otherwise, it'll try to think you're not there. You got to be active. And also when it goes down to devices in your home, watch your converter box, your TV converter box. It'll shut itself off and turn itself on sometimes. If it doesn't think that you're doing what you should be doing or whatever, if it doesn't think that you're in the room, it'll just shut itself down. Or turn itself on, you know? So, when you're on ShazizRadio.com, in the super chat room, if you're interested in other alternative energies, Stephen Gibbons in the chat room has put together a page, Stephen's resource page. And on this page, he's compiled tons of links to alternative energy researchers and research. He did an amazing job on it. And so there are resources there for you. And if you want to see me on Twitch when I start broadcasting there as well, there's a button for that. If you want to attend the University of Mad Science, there's a button for that. There's actually a button for an emergency chat room. And, man, it's a platform. It's all ready to go. So, let's see here. Alright, well, we're winding down, folks. Check out my video, Neodymium Magnet Accelerator. There was an older version and a newer version. And stay tuned. Because there's going to be a lot of stuff. The moment that lab is finished, I'm going to fire up the cameras, and you'll get to see it. And if I have my way about it, you'll have a 24-hour live stream where you can watch all these projects as they continue to run for however long that they run and any bloopers that may occur or whatever. But that's down the road because, once again, you see what I'm working with, duct tape and baling wire. And it's a little hard to get things situated, but I'm good at what I do. If I had a cameraman that was good at what they do, or, you know, the dream team to be the producers of whatever, and I could just get in there and work and, you know, explain it to you as I go, and then it'd make more sense. But I'm trying to juggle, you know. I'm solving the puzzle there, so to speak. Sometimes, you know, it's like that checkerboard that I was telling you. You gotta know what's You gotta know what your next move is before you start playing the game. It took me a long time to figure this thing out when it very first came out, but now it's just like a repetitive deal. It's no big deal. Anyone can learn how to use these. Just a puzzle. Just like alternative energy, anyone can learn how to use it differently. It's just a puzzle. I'm getting ready to put those pieces of the puzzle together, and I'm sharing it with the world for free. I gave the power company my word. I said I'm going to dedicate the rest of my entire life to studying everything that there is to know about alternative energy. And when I get that accomplished, I'm going to share it with each and every one of your customers for free. I meant it. When there's people in this world that can't even get a fresh drink of water, something ain't right. When there's people in this world going hungry, or even being homeless when it's not necessary, something ain't right. If you think about all the money that's spent on conflicts around this world, all the money spent on taxing you for things that it's just mind-blowing. You're in a world where you got to buy a bottle of water. If you want the security of knowledge of thinking that you got a good clean bottle, a good clean drink of water, you got to go out and buy a bottle of water because of they saying that the water that's coming down the pipe isn't good for you. Never mind the fact that the companies out there are probably getting that water out of the same pipe that you was getting it out of. But that's neither here nor there. The thing about it is, fresh water, food, and shelter, clothing are necessities that should be afforded to everyone in this world. I can't provide all of that, but what I can provide is the knowledge that I've acquired from the time that I started studying all of the science stuff. And while I'm still able, I'm going to share it with the world. That's what my mad science is all about. Even if you go back and look at some of my crazy videos, don't discount it. There was a method behind my madness. And I'm getting ready to lay it all on the table and show you why. Mad science is getting ready to ramp it up big time. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and end the live stream on YouTube. And that way I can get back into the rhythm for what I got to do next. But thank you to everybody who showed up there, and I hope you show up again because there's going to be a lot more. And I hope you start telling some folks about it. every bit of what I have been working towards, every bit of research that I'm getting ready to lay down on the table took years and a lot of effort and a lot of money for me personally. And so at least do me the honor of hearing me out and sharing the information. That's all I ask. I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you to do anything more than pass a link or tell somebody, you know, talk to them. Share something. Because what I'm getting ready to share, I'm hoping it makes a big difference in this world. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to Mad Science. For those of you on the radio, I'm going to stick around here for about 15 more minutes. If you want to stick with me. So, take care, everybody. Share some love. Share some love with all the people you meet. Go out there and smile a bit. Alright, so I ended the live stream on YouTube. And so now it's just between Shaziz Radio and People for People Radio Network. And so now I guess let me throw in a tune for you guys and gals, because we're not going out over hold on, I got to ensure we're not streaming anymore. Okay, there we go. Ta-da! Let me see what I can do real quick. Dad blessed it. I'll just throw this in there. Hang on there, folks.
Stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh, one hand. Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. I get meeting so much resistance from behind. Time we stopped. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly safe, hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop. Ooh, he's got a laptop.
I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Alrighty, so I appreciate y'all's patience with me today doing the Mad Science Show, and it was kind of like a little on the wobbly side, I guess, with all the stuff there. The video for the live stream that I did on YouTube, it'll be available. And so if anybody wants to share that particular video live stream with people for the information, I appreciate that. But right now, let me see here. Boy, I tell you what, it's kind of hard to juggle so much. So, let me see here. Okay. Alright, the Mad Science one will be up pretty soon. It was a live stream. But, live replay. Alright, we'll figure all that out later. So anyway, thanks for everybody's patience with me. And bless it, what am I doing here? I'm sitting around pushing buttons and stuff like that. Folks, don't forget to stay tuned for the Music with Kara Hour. And it'll be a lot more organized than this last gizmo here. But I hope you all that stuck with me got some really good information out of the deal. Hope I wasn't just trying to ramble on or anything like that. But I'm getting ready to put the lab, put it to work. And everything that we've been working for all this time, this is what it's all been about. And so with that said, I'm going to throw one last tune in there just so that I can get my brain together and get on up out of here. So anyway, the podcast will be up right shortly, folks, providing everything goes well. Thank you for listening to Mad Science. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.